Agreement impossible. On the 28th of June, the National Federation of Commerce Fenatra Bico sent Pinochet a letter requesting the reintroduction of the gains made by labor after long years of struggle. Abolished by a decree published shortly before, which, as the letter naively points out, does not comply with what you have repeated on various occasions, that all the rights acquired by working people would be respected. The problem for the trade union bureaucracy is that it is not possible to reach agreement with the government and the capitalists in the present situation of crisis. The union leaders are compelled to enter into conflict with the dictatorship, in part under pressure from the working class, which is beginning to awaken to the struggle, in part in defense of its own interests. For instance, the use of decree laws in trade union affairs renders illusory and unnecessary the existence of the trade union bureaucracy and deprives them of their role as the intermediaries. This is another of the reasons for the wave of protests sent to Pinochet by the union leaders in the past few months. For this reason, the National Trade Union Coordinating Committee (CNC), which previously had a privileged relationship with the junta, and which represented more than 1 million trade union members at a national level, was obliged to reject the modifications introduced by Decree Law No. 2200 of 15 June, signed, among others, by the president of the One Print Workers Union. The Workers and Peasants Unity Confederation, the Metal Workers and the Miners, which says textually, "We categorically reject these norms, since they constitute proof of the falseness of the promises to respect the rights acquired by the workers. We cannot accept the elimination of the immobility of employment, since this leaves the workers tied hand and foot, having to accept the most barefaced exploitation, or be sacked without more ado." In this way, the Kelly Plan on unemployment is being introduced, which the government proposed some time back, and which was rejected by all sections of the trade union movement, even those that are akin to the government. They likewise expressed the view that with the elimination of collective labor contracts, we lose everything which had been conquered over the years, and that, in order to weaken trade union organization, the legal rights of the leaders are being limited in such a way as to make them illusory, the same as in the case with maternity rights. Referring to the 10% wage adjustment in June, mentioned before, "We reiterate that the adjustments do not compensate for the real rise in the cost of living, and the working people cannot carry on dragging out an existence on the starvation wages we earn, which undermine our dignity as human beings." And finally, "Because the situation is becoming unbearable in a short space of time, we shall present a document to the government containing the requests, which we consider indispensable for the working class, to be able to live, among others, a substantial rise in the wages of the workers, employees and professional people whom we represent." The crisis that has now opened up between Pinochet and the respectable Christian Democratic Union leaders, who not long ago counted themselves among the most fervent adherents of the military government, is a clear symptom of the growing isolation of the junta. The economic crisis, unemployment, hunger, and misery, aggravated by the rigorous application of the mad ideas of Milton Friedman, has served to polarize the whole working class, the peasantry and big sections of the middle class against the government. Only the temporary inertia of the masses keeps Pinochet in power. But it is quite apparent that the molecular process of the development of working class consciousness is gathering force under the superficial appearance of calm and tranquility. The ever-increasing gap between the junta and element like the union bureaucracy, the church and the Christian Democrats is a clear symptom of the process, which threatens, at a given moment of time, to produce a new eruption of widespread protest,